Right, so in this episode, I'm gonna tell you how to keep yourself alive on a daily basis. I know it's quite hard to do these days, but get yourself a coffee or tea, or if you're walking, enjoy, relax. Don't rush. What's with the rushing, right? So, right, think of a bonfire, right? You're in a cold climate, a cold environment. The world is cold. It's hard. It's me, it's barren, right? And you're sitting there with a bonfire. And the bonfire keeps you warm and it's life. It's a very life force. To keep that bonfire going, you have to keep adding fresh wood. So wood represents interests, enthusiasm, things to do, things for the future. You're planning for the future, that's what you're doing. You're guaranteeing the next day, so you're putting new wood on. And then what you're doing is every day blowing, just gentle, consistent blows. Not, otherwise you're going to blow it out, and not weak things. Otherwise it's just, hello, it's just not going to work. So you have to do consistent, intentional blows of oxygen to this fire. And it will continue to keep you warm and guarantee your future. Now then, imagine you are the fire. And not that you have to blow on yourself, but blowing oxygen into yourself, blowing life force into yourself is compliments. So if you give yourself compliments and congratulations and praise throughout the day, your bonfire is going to keep burning. Your passion for life is going to keep going. Now, to guarantee tomorrow, you need to add fresh wood. That fresh wood is interests, it's enthusiasm, it's things to look forward to. You know? Oh, I'm bored with life. Let's learn a language. Let's not add pressure, let's just enjoy. You know? Like, for example, I'm learning Arabic at the moment and it's actually not going in. But what's happening is it's changing my English. I keep saying things backwards. I say blouse white instead of white blouse. The other day I text and said please me instead of me please. Like, what? Yeah, but I'm having fun with it, you know, is what it is. Knowing me, I'm going to walk in somewhere and just start jabbering it. And it's like, oh, so it did go in then. Yeah, that's what happened in Holland. But anyway, when I was speaking Dutch. But anyway, make sure that you're putting wood on your fire. Things to look forward to. Oh, yeah, what's going on? You know, I make a little menu, a food menu, and I give myself things to look forward to the next time. Like, oh yeah. Then I go to the butcher's. Oh yeah. You know, and it's just little things like that. And then throughout the day, I'm like, oh, well done. Oh, wow, that's marvellous. Oh, brilliant. You did a really good job there. And the results come a lot quicker than if you set these goals and you just keep going and keep going. Why are you adding the pressure? What's the pressure? Do you know what happens with that fire if you add loads of pressure? It'll go out. You're literally, it's like a cycle of abuse. You're extinguishing your own fire and passion by saying, I want to achieve that, and I've got to keep going in such a painful way until I achieve it. Enjoy the process. So enjoy the, wow, like this is hard, you know? I'm going to the gym later and I'm going to do inclines and then flat, incline flat on the treadmill. And I know I'm going to set myself an hour goal of doing this. And instead of approaching it like, oh, I've got to do an hour, and then 5 minutes in going, oh my God, I'm dead. This is horrendous. I'm going to just do every 5 minutes bite size, just going, oh, you're doing a really good job. Oh, well done. Wow. Yeah, you're really breaking your body now. Wow. Okay. You're like dead on arrival, you know? So I'm going to make light of it. Little blows of oxygen, little blows of compliments throughout the day, you know? I woke up this morning and I went to the bathroom mirror to brush my teeth and looked in the mirror, and for a split second I was like, oh, what the hell is that? Because my hair was all over the place and I looked like I'd been electrocuted, sorry. And straight away my brain was like, ah. So I was like, oh wow, your eyelashes are getting long. Yeah, because I put castor oil on them. And I was like, oh yeah, my hair's getting long. Yeah, so I started changing it real quick. I started complimenting real quick. And the other day I made a really shit coffee. I just didn't leave it long enough to brew. So it was like really rank. And straight away I was like, oh, that's shit. And then I was like, nah, shit, no, got to get back on track. So I was like, oh, okay, don't worry about it. Just make it another one later on. Like, you have two choices. I either throw this away and start again, or, I enjoy it for what it is. And then I was like, oh, don't worry, you make a better one later on. Don't worry, just take time. Just take time. So these little reassurances, these little blows of oxygen, these little enthusiastic bursts, these little compliments. Every time you look in the mirror, compliment yourself. Every time you do something, compliment yourself. Like, I'm going to make breakfast in a minute, well, in about an hour. And I'll say to myself, wow, you did a really good job there. That's brilliant. Oh, wow, I'm such a good chef. Yeah. Keeps the fire burning. Do you know, in relationships, I see so many times where a relationship is broke down and because it's gone the other way. All they do is snap at each other. You're this, you're that. Oh, why can't you do anything right? And it's like, oh, if you don't want to be with them, just don't be with them. But you can't be dragging each other down like that. No. Because at what point are you going to, decide to change everything and change your mindset? Like, it's just not going to happen, So, compliment each other. The best thing you can do for your partner is every day feed them compliments throughout the day. You watch their confidence go up. You watch their self-esteem go up. You watch their stability kick in. You watch any mental health issues or challenges they have iron out because you're keeping their fire burning. The majority of people's behaviors is down to exhaustion, and their mental health is just, it's like an elastic band, it's just broken. You've stretched it so much, and so much pressure, and so much expectations on someone that their mental health has just given up. So you've got to throughout the day, oh, well done, darling. Oh, brilliant. Oh, wow, that's so fantastic. Oh, you do such a good job with that. And as soon as they know that you're genuine, and do be genuine, always be genuine, and when you come from the heart as well, you watch the magic, you watch their aura change color because that's. Auras can change colour, and that's how you attract what you attract, right? So money, for example, represents as green. So you'll notice that a lot of rich people will have a lot of green, and in their ha homes and wear a lot of green, and green, gold, and purple. And in feng shui, I know I've said that wrong. I've butchered that. Feng shui. Why do I sound weird? Anyway, it doesn't matter. The money corner in your home, you want to put purple, green. Or gold. Yeah. And so you can use colours to attract. I don't know what I was on about with this. But anyway, it's like you can use colours. So oh yeah, that's it. When you feed life into someone, you'll see their colours change. That's why when someone says, my God, have you met someone? You look different. It's because your aura, you feel safe, your auras change colour. And I remember dating someone and my boss said, oh my God, I don't like your new partner. And I said, oh, why? That was within a week. And she said, I can see by your energy they have pulled you down within a week. And yes, they absolutely did. They were an absolute monstrosity. It was mind games. It was to-ing and fro-ing. It was constant confusion. It was narcissism and psychopathy at its best. And guess what? It had an effect on my energy and my aura. And then I started losing things. My money went down. There was a loss. And I was like, what the hell? Because this person dragged me down. So lots of little, lots of little compliments, enthusiasm all throughout the day. And then you notice your life change. Yeah. So that's it. I'm not going to waffle on. That's all I've got to say. So anyway, love you loads as always. All right. Be mindful. Yeah. Throughout the day, lots of little intentions. Oh, yeah. Love you loads. All right. As always, come here for a big hug. Come on. Dare you. Ah, squeeze.